What up, Dick Riders? This is episode number 72 of this here podcast, and I'm your host, Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland. Kind of lost right now. Oh, no outlet. Great. I'm just driving around. Like, seriously, I left the house to get gas, and just don't really feel like going home. So I'm just kind of driving around, and I'm in a whole different city. I don't even know if I'm in the same county anymore. And I probably only have like 10, ooh shit, I probably only have like 15, 20 miles of gas left on my tank. So I probably should have done that before I started fucking around. But I'm just here, and I decided I pop on the audio boo, because it's not over. I know I had outlined when this shit would be over, and I know I said that it would be abrupt. And I know it's been a few weeks now, and no, that status, that requisite, is that a word? Prerequisite's a word, but, well, that thing that needs to be met is not met. Let's just say that. Well, okay, let's just outline it this way. I said that I would quit 1 month before the wife and I have a kid, 1 month before that, and I'm not saying when that is. It's just gonna happen. It's just gonna be like, hey, this is the last episode, boom, done. I'll definitely tell you 1 month out, so there's that. And I'm not saying that we're with child now, I'm not saying we're planning, I'm just saying that that will be the time. So it could be, you know, a year down the line, it could be 2 years down the line, it could be 5 years down the line, I'm not even saying. The point is, fuck you. That kind of goes in line with the whole, what I kind of wanted to talk about, which is privacy on the internet. Now, some of you guys are friends with me on Facebook, and that's fine, whatever. I think you're creepy, but whatever. I'm not really a Facebook fan. If you guys hear the moon roof, which sounds so fucking pompous and pretentious, sunroof, whatever. If you hear that, the wind coming through, you can fuck yourself. I don't really care. You're not paying me shit. You know, I'm on Facebook, but I don't just accept anybody. I have to know that you're a listener of the podcast, and you have to be somebody I was actually a friend with for, you know, the most part in middle or high school, and not just people I saw, you know, in the hallway. I fucking hate that. I hate Facebook. I really do. It's so fucking superficial. I hate to compare it to Twitter, because they're not the same thing. They don't serve the same purpose, which is funny that people who have one or the other a lot of times like to start arguments about it, which is better, quote unquote. They're not the same thing. They're not for the same purpose. You shouldn't be comparing them. But Facebook people, for one, they don't get it. They don't get jokes. So I just don't like it. And it's just crazy superficial. Like, hey, I have 1,000 friends. Yeah, well, how many do you actually talk to in real life? 4? Right, exactly. The average person has 8 friends. I read that in a psychological survey not too long ago. And just pull numbers out of the fucking air. Why are they having... those people are having a picnic in their garage out on this beautiful day. That's fucking weird. Oh, yeah. Privacy. So, on Facebook, I posted something about getting my oil changed. And they gave me a Freezy Pop, which is sweet, because Freezy Pops are great. And blue. And I will eat anything that's blue. Seriously. I would like to eat anything that's blue. Like, every day I look at my shaving cream, like, holy shit, this stuff looks fantastic. And I never do. I know it's non-toxic and all that, but, and I know I'm sounding like a fucking weirdo, but you know what? Blue stuff looks delicious. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. Eat a bag of dicks, you fuck. So, I comment about this Freezy Pop thing, and my father-in-law, who's, I don't get it. He's like a really, like, paranoid dude. He's the kind of person who, and I wish this, I were making this up. He, actually, let me close the window just a smidgen. He, god damn, this song is long. Fuck you. He's the kind of dude who, when he gets his, bank statements, he'll cut them up, burn them, then bury them in his backyard. Like, he won't shred. He doesn't trust shredding. He doesn't. It's not that he doesn't trust shit. He's just a scared fucking person. he was a sheltered person growing up, and so was my mother-in-law, and they're just afraid of everything, and it actually really just really fucking annoys me. I hate it. I resent her parents for another reason, but I'm not going to get into it. We get along fine, though, but he is an old dude, and he just talks, and he just talks a lot, and he doesn't understand that the internet is a place where random people are. And here's the thing, I've never made any qualms about it, about you guys being listeners here. I appreciate you guys listening, I really do, but I don't know who the fuck you are, and I don't want you thinking you fucking know who I am, because you don't. And, you know as much as I told you on here, and if I met you in real life, you know, we've talked, but, shit, I passed a place I wanted to go to. There's a game room, like a place that sells, like, pool tables and shit, because I can get a pool table now. I've gotten the green light to do that, which I was going to talk about, actually I did talk about, but I deleted that audio boo. It's basically about a group of men that I like to call yes-deers, which are basically dudes who are pussies, which basically all dudes that I know that are in relationships, all pussies, you all fucking fags. Of course you know what I mean by that. I'm not going to fucking translate that, because if you need me to translate what a fag is in the non-gay way, then you obviously don't get jokes. So, gotten the green light to get a pool table, but that's not like a thing where it's like I have to argue with my wife. That's a money thing, you know. I don't have to fucking let my wife, hey, no, I'm going out to go drink with the boys tonight, is that cool? Because those guys are yes dears, you know. I don't respect that, where a guy has to fucking get permission from his wife to do shit. Basically every dude, I think there are probably only two dudes I've ever met in my life who've been in relationships that don't have to do that. Everyone else, one of you online and not, pussies. Anyway, I've never had any qualms of saying that, you know, you guys are creepy, and that includes the people I have met in real life. And you know, while I get along with all of you guys perfectly fine, I think you guys are for the most part decent people. You know, I don't know you. You know, if you know you live down the street and we hung out and played Rock Band every other day, which I would love, then you know, I would open up more, but whatever. I pick my words, you know, fairly goodly on this podcast, so as not to say too much. So anyway, on this Facebook post, he said, oh, do you mean the, I said, hey, I got a freeze pop at this place I normally get my oil change. And he's like, are you talking about gas place up on street name and street name in city name? Like, or not even say city name, but, you know, for the most part, everybody who listens to this knows where I used to live in Central Maryland. And that's fine, because I don't live there anymore, so I don't give a fuck if you know that. And I was like, you fucking retarded goddamn idiot. And, you know, maybe this is me. Am I over getting overly scared about this, that he said street names? I don't want him to put street names out there, and not to say that you guys are going to fucking come out here and wear my skin, but I don't want to, for lack of a better word, endanger me or him. Not that I live in that city anymore, but I don't want him fucking putting it out there where I am, where I go, what, you know, what I do. So as soon as I read, oh, do you mean the place up on street and street? Deleted. I didn't even fucking read the rest of the comment because, you know, I have 100 friends on there, and I really want to keep it lower because if I add any more, you know, I have some real friends on there. I have some internet friends, and then I have some girls who are hot girls who I've found on Facebook. I actually messaged them. I said, hey, I'm not a bot. I just think you're hot. And yes, I know that rhymes, not intentionally. I just want to see your photos. And I've said that, like, seriously, you can ask them. I've said that to them, and now I have access to their photos, and I just look at their photos and, you know, destroy myself to them, which is pretty pathetic. But is it true? Yes it is. So I deleted it immediately, and the dude also loves to comment. He comments on, like, every one of my statuses, and if it's a an inside joke or whatever, he tries to break it down, or he asks for a breakdown of it. That's not the point. And see, that's also not the point. That's the difference between Twitter and Facebook. With Twitter, I can just go, boom, here's a hilarious quip, because I'm so fucking funny. And you know, and it's just funny. Whereas on Facebook, people are like, is he serious? You know, that wasn't very nice. He's being racist or whatever. It's funny is funny, and people on Facebook don't seem to understand that. And I guess that's because Facebook's like a more mature thing. I'm not gonna get into it. The point is, he tries to like break it down and think like that I'm trying to say something when I'm just making a fucking joke. Like I had mentioned how my favorite band Live is going to be on Rock Band this Tuesday, so I'm buying both of those. I said, "Oh, my pants are so wet because I jizzed my pants," which is a joke, but it's not a joke. Because I fucking love them, so I totally just came all over my pants. But he would be the type to be like, "Oh man, did you really? You should probably not find news while you're at work, because that's bad." And he would mean that in like a totally serious manner. And so I can't put up with that. So I've just put him on this list of this list that I call No N-O period. Of a bunch of people that I have on there, that whenever I put a status up, it just immediately, the status goes out to them, to everybody, minus this no list. My no list is basically my serious folk, like my, aunt-in-law? I don't know, my, that would be my wife's uncle's wife. Sure, aunt-in-law, whatever. She's on there, like, some friends who don't get jokes are on there. My father-in-law is now on there. He cannot read my fucking status updates. I've blocked my mother-in-law. She's not my friend, but I will not accept her friendship. Also, I have a bunch of people, like probably 24 people on my waiting to be my friends list. I don't say yes to them because, A, they're not my friend. I wasn't really their friend in high school, etc. Or I don't want to be their friend now. I don't want to be in contact with them in any way, regardless of it's virtual, superficial, or whatever. So, what I do is I don't decline it. I just keep it there because it shows up in their thing as Jackie's friend request pending. And if they know they sent the friend request, you know, a year ago, then they know that I'm sitting on it and not fucking answering them. And it makes me smile just a little inside to break their heart just a little, because my friendship is worth fucking buckets of gold. So there's that. So he's not getting any of my shit anymore. And gotta be honest, a few of you guys who listen to this podcast are also on there. While you guys are great and friendly, you might know a little too much about me, or you might be trying to find out too much about me, and I've pretty much put you on a list called Online Peeps, and you guys only get about half my status updates. But if you stay up to date with my Twitter, oh, you see that? That's called a segue. Podcast professional motherfucker. 6 years running, eat a dick. Twitter.com/Praghole. That's right, Praghole. P-R-A-G-H-O-L-E. Suck on that. Stands for Pragmatic Asshole, which is also the name of my blog. You can find that at pragmaticasshole.wordpress.com. Oh, you like that. So, you can find out what a pragmatic asshole is. You can look up what pragmatic means. It's not a fucking super sophisticated word. I don't mean it in the philosophical way. I mean it in the way of baby shit. Is that the word? What am I? I don't fucking mince words. It's just, here's what it is. Fuck you. And I'm kind of an asshole. So pragmatic asshole. WordPress.com. So if you've looked on your stream and seen Twinkie Beyond Gone, it's because it's now Praghole, which sounds very just gross, but it makes me giggle because it's gross. It's just like sticking things in anuses and stuff. But the email is twinkiebeyond@gmail.com, and I believe at praghole@gmail.com. I don't fucking know. I have like 1,000 emails. I really do. So that's that. Thanks for listening. It's been 15 minutes of fucking amazing entertainment for you. Hit me up. Twitter.com/Praghole. Yeah. Alright, guys. Talk to you guys later. You're all creepy. And take care.